One FFA chapter is able to utilize a local zoo to use hands-on learning. Reporting for FFA Today, I'm Bryce Duskett. So we're talking with Ms. Pack, who is the FFA advisor that houses this chapter at a zoo and uses some of the animals as some of the hands-on activities. Tell us a little bit about how this whole project got started.
Well, the school's actually been a part of the Asbury City School System for about the last 8 years, and in the last couple of years, thanks to the efforts of Kaylee and some of the teachers at the zoo school, they saw a place where agricultural education could really flourish and could really allow the students the opportunity to grow in ways that they hadn't had the ability to do before. So they brought me on as their agriculture teacher and FFA advisor back in the middle of the summer, and we chartered our FFA chapter and have just sort of hit the ground running this year, bringing 7 students to national convention and having the opportunity to get some kind of national coverage.
Awesome. Now, as a student perspective, Kaylee, what is it like to be able to kind of use that hands-on approach in a zoo, actually?
I think that it helps a lot with my learning. I'm a really big hands-on learner. So when I get to work in the zoo, I learn the information so much more and easier, and I just retain it a lot more.
Now, as an advisor, what kind of activities do you utilize the zoo for?
We have a great relationship with the horticulture program at the zoo. Lots of people think zoo and they immediately think animals, but there's a lot of liability and a lot of concern that goes along with, you know, our student animals and the zoological animals too. So we have this great relationship with the horticulture program. So we actually have a community garden that we share with the zoo staff, and we're able to go into the zoo and use the plants that they have there to help with plant identification. And since our program is really kind of centralized around horticulture and natural resources, there are tons of different resources there at the zoo, from the wetlands to the staff and the just massive amount of information and knowledge base that they have. So it's been really, really exciting to be able to make some of the concepts we teach come to life, because it's right there at our fingertips and our back door.
For you as a student, what's been your favorite part of being part of the zoo?
Well, my favorite part is interacting with the visitors and the zoo staff. Also, the food's really good.
Now, how have you seen students really kind of take ownership of this project?
Well, it's really interesting because, you know, we tell them from day one that as a zoo school student, they are a part of the zoo staff. So, you know, if they're walking through the zoo and they see something happening that shouldn't be, then it's their responsibility to make sure that that's corrected. So they help pick up trash. They take a lot of responsibility for making sure that, you know, we're being good partners with the zoo and that they're really gaining something from our partnership, that it's not just that we're taking from their resources, but we're also trying to give back. And it's been really interesting to see how that's become important to our students. And I've only been there for a short period of time, and I've already seen it. So, and just the environmental impact and learning from the natural resources education program at the zoo has really changed the way some of our students think and the way they've been involved in the community.
Very good. Is there anything else either of you would like to add?
I think we need to say thank you to, the zoo, the North Carolina Zoological Park, and all of our partners there. What we do wouldn't be possible without their partnership and what they do to support us on a daily basis. And then we have tons of sponsors back in Asheboro and our school system that supported us being here. So we just have to say a big, huge thank you to everybody that has made this possible.
That's the Asheboro Zoo FFA chapter. That was their advisor, Ms. Pack, and their FFA president, Ms. Kaylee Reynolds. Reporting for FFA Today, I'm Bryce Duskett.